Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
There we go. Hey, welcome aboard. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Man, have I got a great program lined up for you today. Very, very exciting stuff. By the way, if you missed any of our program yesterday, we had Mark Meadows on, the Chiefs Chief. Great program with him. David Shostokas was here, and we went down and talked about the Kyle Rittenhouse case. Very important stuff that we discussed on that yesterday. Derek Hawley was with us as well yesterday on the program. And we exposed the NAACP. That's right, the NAACP that wants to kill babies, kill black babies in particular. We talked about that with Derek Hawley yesterday. Horrible, 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 horrible. Don't support that organization, folks. Really, it's just, they're not doing anything for the black community whatsoever. Listen to what Derek had to say. Listen to the folks at Project 21 Black Leadership Network that come on the program here. They'll set you straight on where that stands. Today, Raymond Arroyo is with us, bottom of hour number two. Looking forward to having Raymond on the program. He'll be here for the first time. Also on the program today, Kay Rubicek is back with us. She is the director of Finding Courage, the story of one family's fight against the CCP and the to expose the genocide that is happening against the Falun Gong and against the people of China by the Communist Party. And she's here to talk about her own personal family history of fighting and fleeing from communism in multiple countries around the world. Her family. We'll talk with you about that top of the next hour. Michael J. O'Neill, Esquire, is with us. SCOTUS cases, big 2A case today, folks. If you're not following that, and we need to be praying that the justices will serve justice. It's the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I don't know how it could be any plainer in the constitutional text. But, you know, the free exercise, right, of religion, they don't understand that. Free speech, nah, don't understand that. Free press, this press is bought and owned by CCP and others. But, again, we don't have one of those. The right to redress government, if you're a parent, you better not, because the Department of Justice is going to investigate you. And let's see, what's that last one? Oh, yeah, the right to peacefully assemble, you know, like to support the president at the Ellipse, or maybe to stand outside of the Capitol. And let's not forget, folks, that Capitol building paid for our tax dollars. Many moons ago, but nonetheless, it's the people's house. Doesn't belong to those 435 guys sitting in there or the 100 senators. No, 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 no. It belongs to the people. We, the people, governed by our consent. And all laws come from God. And if they're not a godly law, then they ought to not be in the books. My next guest has been battling against the ungodly. He came out to expose them. He refers to the inner sanctum, the trans neurotics, as one of the entities that is in there, and an absolutely godless head. I'm very proud and very pleased to welcome back to the program a gentleman who I consider a friend, Zach Voorhees. Zach, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you very much, Pastor Greg. It's an honor to be back.
Google leaks, censorship exposed. I want to get that right out there in the front. A whistleblower's expose of big tech censorship. You really seriously need to pick this up. Zach wrote this along with Kent Heckenlively, and Kent is an incredible guy. I met him one time. I had the pleasure of meeting him, but his name always comes up, Zach, when we're talking about our fight for freedom and liberty, and that's all about who he is, and I'm so glad that you guys connected. Google continues to play their games. Nothing has changed. I know we're very excited about the Virginia victory, Glenn Youngkin and Winsome Sears, and we should be. And I think that we nailed down the Attorney General there in Virginia as well, right? Did you follow that?
Yeah, it looks like we clinched the deal. We were able to overcome the electoral fraud that we know exists and is endemic in every election. We overcame the so-called early voting and the mail-in ballots. Looks like in New Jersey, though, they were able to basically pull a fast one in the middle of the night, set the counters to go home, and then at like 3 a.m. in the morning, and then at 9 a.m. they started counting again. And then all of a sudden, he pulled ahead, you know, and we know what's going on. We know that they're cheating and that they don't want to be too obvious with it. So they're only going to cheat to win when they know that it's close enough that they can get over the finish line. But within Virginia, it was just too much enthusiasm and they weren't able to do it. And Youngkin got in, and it basically represented a blowout for the GOP. Really, Biden's agenda, the mask agenda, his vaccine agenda, his auditing of, you know, $600 in an account agenda.
CRT. Forget CRT, the racist agenda of the Democrats.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, that was a big factor. And now the MSM is so backpedaling with that they're trying to say that it's a conspiracy theory that CRT is being pushed to children. But let me tell you what, Greg. The reason why these parents came out in force is because they started looking over the shoulders of their children as they were, you know, in their virtual classrooms with their
Zoom
meetings.
Absolutely, yep.
And they saw what was being broadcasted to them, and they got so enraged that they became activated. And this is what, you know, really clinched it for Virginia, was the anger of our children being turned against our parents, being indoctrinated with a racist ideology, and a racist ideology that I will have to say is being supported by big tech oligarchs like Google, that is filtering all the information coming right through their search engines so that they point people towards a critical race theory version of information, right?
Yes. And absolutely. Well, they block you. If you do a search and you're trying to discover, you know, CRT, the evidences of CRT in schools, they're going to block those sites. They're going to knock those sites all the way to the back of the search, to the point where you're not going to actually be able to honestly research what's really going on. I would encourage us just real quick to go to my website and go to videos. Go to chosengenerationradio.com. chosengenerationradio.com, and on the front page click on videos and scroll back to CRT Jonathan Emord. We did a 2-hour event in Virginia with speakers from the Loudoun County and folks with Direct, and there's also a precursor to that with Miss Bessinger, who is a New York teacher who was fired for exposing CRT in her school. She brought forward the literature, the books, the whole bit. I mean, she exposed it. And just like yourself, Zach, as a whistleblower, they've ultimately moved her and they have suspended her, and they're giving her, you know, the whistleblower treatment that the left gives to those that come forward with the truth. I didn't want to sidetrack too much from that, but I think it's very important to get that piece of information out there.
Mm-hmm, it is. And I just did a Google search for critical race theory, and you know, this is how Google defines it. They're saying critical race theory is a body of legal scholarship and academic movement of U.S. civil rights scholars and activists who seek to examine the intersection of race and U.S. law and to challenge mainstream liberal approaches to racial justice.
Wow. Wow.
Right. And then the second one is, why? What is critical race theory and why is it under attack? And it's so weird. They cry out as they hit you, right? And this is the thing, is that critical race theory is itself an attack, you know, of our entire system. And it's the worst, most vilely racist propaganda. You know, it's essentially what
absolutely
the KKK taught, that inverted.
Well, and here's the thing. I thought you were going, but it was, you know, and if you push back against it, right, if you call it out, then you're racist. You're a racist for saying that CRT is a racist curriculum. This is just one, and it's an important one. I don't want to take away from that. It is a critically important one. It's one of the reasons that I think that the mama bears in suburbia came out and they were like, wait a minute, you know what? You're teaching our kids to hate one another when we're living next door to one another and we play soccer together and we hang out together and we love one another and we care about one another, but you're teaching our children in your schools to hate each other. You're teaching you're trying to force my kids into bathrooms with transgenders where our daughters are getting raped. Okay, you know, you're forcing this perverted sex education on our kids. Okay, you know, I mean, you're not teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic anymore in school. Instead, you're trying to indoctrinate my child, and mama bears are saying, we're done. You're not doing that anymore. We're not playing that game.
And it seems that they were joined by, you know, some teachers that were upset because the Virginia Democratic candidate, what was his name, came out there and said that the problem is that we've got, you know, 50% of the students which are black, we've got 80% of the teachers which are white, so we need to re-educate, you know, them and get the schools more diverse. So he's basically coming out there and saying that they need to fire roughly a third of the teachers and re-educate them to do something else. And, you know, teachers are one of the strongest supporters of the leftist agenda. And for him to come out there and basically take a shot across the bow against the teachers just really, you know, was not only tone deaf and counterproductive, but probably cost him the Virginia election.
Sure. Well, and standing with the Department of Justice claiming that parents are domestic terrorists for wanting to protect their children from perversion and hate. You know, I look again, mama bears are woke up now, and they're woke up on the right side of this situation, and they're not going to take it. Zach Voorhees, Google whistleblower, is with us. Let's talk more when we get back. How is big tech attacking us?
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624.
830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Hey, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, thanking you for tuning in. I have been battling COVID and double pneumonia, and I want to tell you what I did to overcome. Quercetin with bromelain, 1,600 milligrams, 800 milligrams twice a day. Vitamin D3, 10,000 IUs. Zinc, 100 milligrams, 50 times 2. Vitamin C, 2,000 milligrams. I'm using Airborne. Also had a lot of prayer, and my doctor immediately put me on azithromycin and dexamethasone as soon as we got the positive result, along with Symbicort and albuterol. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm simply saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, there are some things that we can do to combat this, and I hope that you will stock your pharmacy in your house with the quercetin, the vitamin D3, the zinc, and the vitamin C. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Folks, my apologies. Apparently, just discovered the stream is down. Hello, control room. The stream is down. If somebody in the control room could please address that issue, because the stream is down. Okay, we're gonna continue. My guest is Zach Voorhees, Google whistleblower. We welcome all of our audience that is able to tune into the program right now. Thank you for being with us. And Zach, let's talk about the influence of what is happening relative to these big tech companies. And you were mentioning, you know, how they had basically sent one of their own as a quote unquote whistleblower, right, into into the Congress to testify that no, one, this Facebook giant just needed to basically they needed more control over what was going on.
Right. And not only did they need more control, that they needed more immunity. Right? She's arguing
to be given more immunity over their censorship. And what is Facebook going to do to get that immunity? They're going to open source their essentially their disclosed their ranking algorithm of how they judge content, how they shadow ban people. And what's interesting is that the way that the algorithm works is actually very dead simple. They assign points according to the type of post that you're making and how many people are reacting to it. And if someone reacts with negative sentiment, then that post goes viral. And this is the reason why there's been a lot of controversy on Facebook, because when people post controversial things, it goes everywhere. And Frances Haugen doesn't like that. She says that it's Facebook putting, profits over the well-being of society. And so she wants to essentially run the committee that decides and regulates Facebook.
Well, and of course, the issue, as you said, the issue is that there's still content on there that the left doesn't want. You were talking about your own experience recently with going on there and kind of testing to see. But, you know, I'll give you an example. Yesterday I had posted a post relative to, or not yesterday, it was actually, I guess, Tuesday night. I had sent something up there. In which I said, you know, Fox News, and I put FAUX, still has a hard issue with Trump. So ridiculous to suggest the Youngkin has no connection to Trump. This is a big night for GOP Trump policies. Tonight is about mama bears and their cubs. Stop CRT, transgender, vaccine mandates, business shutdowns, and the pandemic. And Facebook said, visit COVID Information Center for vaccine resources. And of course, I know that post is shadow banned, right? It's, you know, they've shadow banned it. Even now, ladies and gentlemen, I am not able to video feed to my personal Facebook page. I'm able to do it to the ministry page, but I am not able to do it to my page. It's they're not able to do it. And not surprisingly, right? Because, you know, they are working on making sure that I am banned.
Mm-hmm. And they're doing this all over the internet. I mean, I posted there for the first time in months, and immediately the first three posts that I did got fact checked. And they're fact checking, you know, elected politicians. They're, you know, fact-checking people that are running for Congress and shadow-banning them when they disagree with what they have to say, when they say that it goes against their corporate policies. They're going to limit the spread of these individuals. And it doesn't matter if they're popular.
I want to get to some solution here. What are the things that you are telling people to do to overcome this situation?
Look, we need to use alternative platforms, because the thing is that if we stay in these digital ghettos, then what's going to happen is the censorship is going to get worse. What we have to use is we have to use tech platforms that aren't controlled by these gosh darn globalists.
Yeah.
And we have to let these people know that if you're going to censor us, we're simply going to use other sites. And they thought that they could come in and they could do all this regulation. But yesterday, this election has shattered that. They are scrambling. They know that populism is on the rise. They can't turn it back. It's going to crash upon the corrupt edifice like a tsunami. And so right now, what we the people need to do is come together and stop feeding the beast with our clicks, our likes, and our comments, we need to start diversifying. Go on Gap, go on Getter,
Cloud Hub. Cloud Hub is another good one. I'm on Cloud Hub. I'm streaming on Cloud Hub right now. Go to TECN TV, by the way, to watch our program. TECNTV.com. Great content over there. Truth is what you're going to get. And, of course, listening to us here on the Truth Network. Zach, thanks for being with us. Again, Google Whistleblower. Get his book. We'll be back with more after this.